Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. And it's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Happy November, everybody. And, of course, with November, that means things are popping holiday-wise. How are we doing, Karen?
Great, Tom. Happy November to you.
And the Kiwanis, of course, busy, busy, busy. You're always busy, but it just seems like it's busy times six.
I know. We've got two big events coming up.
One of them starts today.
It does. The Bartlesville Holiday Wreaths and More.
Mm-hmm.
The display is set up at the Hilton Garden Inn in the North Hall, as usual. Mm-hmm. 32 amazing entries this year.
Wow.
And they will be there until November 11th.
Mm-hmm.
All will be sold by silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
That starts out this morning online. So people can get started bidding, and then the bidding will end mm-hmm. on November 11th at our finale party. And guess what, folks? Mr. Tom Davis is going to be the MC for our party this year. So that'll be loads of fun. And 5:30 to 7:30, the silent auction will move from online to the party. So we'll have a few hours pause in the action from noon on the 11th till 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. so we can get everything set up in the ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything will end at 7 p.m. So that's part one.
Uh-huh.
That's part one. Part two is, you got to come and, well, part one is you've got to come and see these entries, folks, because even though they're all posted online, on social media, everything, they're in the Bee Monthly magazine coming out today, but they don't come close. The photos just, and we say this every year, mm-hmm. the photos, while they are amazing, they don't show the dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to come out and see the display.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to bidding, placing bids, and most of the bids start at $50. Mm-hmm. Some are a little higher, and you'll see why when you come out.
Oh, you will.
but in addition to that, you're going to vote for your favorites, and you vote a couple of different ways. One, if you buy a ticket to the party, you get 6 votes. But you can buy votes separately mm-hmm. for $2 a piece, and that's all online mm-hmm. today. So what that does is, again, at the party, we'll announce the People's Choice winners. And the organization whose entries win first and second place get a cash prize.
Sweet!
So that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And so between now and November 11th, it's just come out and enjoy and support the organizations and the beautiful entries for some cash prizes and, of course, bragging rights, too.
Yes, no kidding. It's a long 365 days for second place.
Right. So anyway, so we've got that going on mm-hmm. for the next 11 days. The other thing that's going on is get yourself registered for the Christmas parade.
There you go.
So if you enter between now and November 14th, so early mm-hmm. registration ends November 14th,
mm-hmm.
and registration is $25 for business mm-hmm. and $10 for nonprofits.
Wow.
So go online, and you can either register online or you can mail them in. The registration form is online. Oh, by the way, all of this we're talking about, all the information, all the links to go buy things and bid on things is at BartlesvilleKiwanis.org.
There you go.
So pretty easy. Just click, click, click. You know, if you prefer to do the QR code thing, that's on the poster on the website. And if you go to to see the display in person, each of the entries has an information sheet posted with it. and its own personal QR code. So if you want to go straight to the entry you want to support, you can just click your little camera right on it and go straight there and support your favorite entry. So we are excited to announce that Ron Adams is the Grand Marshal for the parade this year. Everybody in the community knows Ron Adams and associates him with Christmas as well. He's got a long, long history of being involved in Christmas events around the, as well as the kiddie park and lots of other things. So Ron's going to be our Grand Marshal. And one of his duties as Grand Marshal will be to announce the theme winner at the finale party on November 11th. And the theme this year is Fairy Tale Christmas. As you can imagine, lots of the entries did a great job of representing the theme this year. And Ron will be selecting a winner among those for a cash prize as well. So that'll all happen. We've got door prizes at the party, and it's just a fun time. What the party is really another opportunity to showcase the participating organizations. So it's much like a bazaar. Every organization will have a table where they will be promoting their organization and encouraging people to vote and bid while they can until 7 p.m. at the party. They'll be recruiting volunteers. They'll be doing raffles and all sorts of things at their table. So we always look forward to the organization's creativity. So first on their entry, and second at the finale party, where they get another chance to strut their stuff.
Yeah.
So Tom, this will be Tom's first visit to the finale party. We're excited to have him, and he'll be helping us highlight the organizations as he rocks around and checks everything out, and also will be helping us award some door prizes during the evening.
This sounds like nothing but fun.
It is. Everybody really enjoys it. It's a great opportunity for, really the only opportunity for all these organizations to be in the room together and learn more about each other as well, and opportunities to collaborate on delivering services in the community and other kinds of projects. You know, it's we are having more examples in the community of organizations joining together to do fundraising and other things. So this is the only one I know where 32 organizations join together to promote themselves and each other.
And have a lot of fun doing it, too.
And the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville really enjoys making this available. This is our 8th annual Bartlesville Holiday Wreaths and More.
Wow. That is amazing. And again, today, kicking off today.
That's right.
That is cool. And again, the parade is going to be coming up here, too, and we've already announced our Grand Marshal and everything, but a Fairy Tale Christmas, I can only imagine what these floats are going to look like this year.
Absolutely.
Every year, they just raise the bar a little bit more, and they get a little bit more creative, and folks around here just have fun at that thing. It's a nighttime parade, folks.
It is. Yeah, that's even better. And, of course, nighttime is a little earlier. Lineup starts at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and judging begins at 4:30. So everybody who wants to be judged needs to be in line by 4:30 and ready for the judges. And then the parade starts at 6:30. We moved the parade back a little bit a couple of years ago just to get the full effect of the lights on the floats, because it's a totally different world. You can imagine, you know, the difference in full daytime and all lit up at night.
Wow.
So parade starts at 6:30. It lines up in the Phillips parking lot just by the railroad tracks downtown. Mm-hmm. The route is the same as always down Frank Phillips. And I say down, out Frank Phillips, down Cherokee, mm-hmm. and back to the parking lot. So, and that sounds like a long distance, and it is. But you know what? We have so many entries in the parade typically that the first out is back in the parking lot before the last leaves. So
true.
It's a long parade. You know, and we were able to do the parade last year. Participation was down a little, so I expect everybody to be back this year.
You know, even though participation was slightly down due to the pandemic, there were no blank spots in the crowd. I mean, it was one solid connection the entire route. I'd never seen so many people come out just to have fun at a parade. Of course, the weather was really nice.
It was.
It was beautiful. And it was a clear night, and the lighting was just perfect. And it seemed like everything just came together. And it was a time, you know, where people kind of needed something like
right.
that. And they were keeping safe, and they were doing everything to protect themselves and their neighbors like they should. And it worked out so well.
It did.
We're so proud of last year's parade.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And we really appreciate the sponsors of the parade. I mean, they've been with us many years, including the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the other sponsors, Musselman Abstract,
mm-hmm.
Patriot Auto Group is our Patriot sponsor. They always come through with anything patriotic. We really appreciate
they do.
We really appreciate them.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan Cohen mm-hmm. is our nonprofit sponsor. Cliff's Flooring and Windows is our corporate sponsor. As I said, the radio station is our business sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
The theme, parade theme is Armstrong Bank. The overall winner is, we're waiting to hear back on that one, and we're waiting to hear back on the presenting sponsor. Arvest Mortgage Lender Julia May is our Grand Marshal sponsor this
mm-hmm.
year. And Arvest Bank is the Bartlesville High School band sponsor. We're hoping to have other bands in the parade. We're waiting to hear back on that, but we really appreciate the support mm-hmm. of businesses in the community on our for the parade.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like we're going to be doing this on K1TV.com again. We have so much fun. We set up
awesome.
All the cameras, and we get up there high atop the Arvest Bank building right there at the corner, and we get to see everything coming down as they're on Frank Phillips through the backdrop of the Phillips and ConocoPhillips buildings
right.
with all their nice adornments there. And then right there in front of the bank, boom, get the close-up. People smile, do the princess wave. It's all good.
Absolutely.
We have
Absolutely.
A ball doing that.
And if you didn't get enough candy last night or last weekend or the last few days, I think we've been celebrating Halloween for 2 weekends. But if you didn't get enough candy, then it's always fun. Everybody hands out, doesn't throw,
no.
emphasize, no throwing of candy.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that the Kiwanis had candy left over at Sooner Junior this year, so
that was a surprise.
I know it is. But we'll be having lots of candy, lots of fun, lots of lights, lots of music. I'm sure there's some dancing in there, too.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And of course, the Shriners always make it fun with their cars and other four and two-wheeled machines. So that's always fun. The Oldies But Goodies come out with their cars.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of traditional entries and... but there's always new things, and mm-hmm. a couple of the businesses in town, we always look forward to seeing what they're going to come up with. So,
yeah, you never know till you get there what that's going to look like.
Hey, there are many fairy tales to choose from, right?
Mm-hmm. Many, many, many. And, of course, it's always fun. It's a great time to take the family out and just really, get to know your neighbors and really appreciate the spirit of the season.
Right.
And we always thank the Kiwanis for, you know, just adding that special charm and that special spirit in the air.
Well, thank you. It does take a lot of volunteers to make it happen, and we really you know, we really do enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
and appreciate the support and encouragement from everybody.
Oh, man. This is really going to be great. First of all, we've got Bartlesville Holiday Wreaths and More going on right now at the Hilton Garden Inn, and that's through the 11th. And then on December 4th, it is the parade, and we can find out at the website.
Right, BartlesvilleKiwanis.org. And, oh, by the way, I'm not sure I mentioned, so tickets online between now and noon on the 11th are $10. And that includes 6 votes that you'll get when you check into the party.
For the wreaths.
At the door, you can buy a ticket as well, but it's going to be $12.
Mm-hmm. All right, get it early and get it taken care of. Karen Wilson, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Thank
Tom.
You for spreading the holiday cheer. I love it.
Right.
All righty. Thank you. And we're going to have more on our program coming up in just a little bit right here on K1, the one.